and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Every day we stand in an epic spiritual battle between good and evil, and safety is of the Lord. This is Truth Dealer Radio, warning believers to wake up and be sober, encouraging believers to stand on the Word of God, and motivating believers to be truth dealers with a bold witness for Jesus Christ in these end times. And now the host of Truth Dealer Radio, Brian Moonen.
It's Truth O'Clock.
Praise God. Welcome back to Truth Dealer Radio, where no matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. And I'm Brian Moonen, and I'm sounding the alarm, asking you to wake up and join the battle for truth. Of course, the truth is God's Word. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. Again, welcome back to Truth Dealer Radio. Thank you for joining us. Today I want to do a Bible study with you about the thirst for living waters. It's been a hot summer here, and there's been an awful lot going on here in our life, changing seasons. I've been having to clear out my mother's home, the home I grew up in, and there's been a lot of water being drank. And we were on a trip recently. There was a giant fountain in the middle of the town we were in, and we were handing out some tracts near that fountain because it was kind of a town square. And as we passed through a few different times, there were individuals that we had given tracts to. There was a big, strange statue in the middle of this fountain, kind of a New World Order looking thing. Later on, I saw on a map that that title that the city had given that fountain is the Fountain of Eternal Life. And I kind of chuckled at that. Knowing the truth about who has the living water is the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the bread that came down from heaven. He alone has the living water. And that's what I want to talk about today. And I thought that was ironic that I was handing out tracts there that contained the truth in His Word, the spiritual drink, the truth, the way of salvation, Jesus Christ, and that spot was called the Fountain of Eternal Life. Pretty blasphemous. It was ironic. Interestingly enough, water, another name for water, is the solvent of life. Obviously, we all need water to live. Our cells, our organs, for daily, day-to-day living, you have to have water or you'll dry out. It's necessary for life. But we're supposed to thirst after righteousness. Amen. Matthew 5:6, Jesus Christ said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." You can have as much food and water, earthly speaking, as you can attain. And you can be empty and dry. If you don't have righteousness, you'll be empty. You'll die in your sins. Isaiah 12:2, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation." And that verse I had read when I was on the trip after being down by that fountain, and I started taking notes to do this program, and I said, the wells of salvation, that's beautiful. Obviously, the woman at the well, she came to draw water, and Jesus gave her the living water. He gave her the truth. His words are spirit and truth. Amen. And she believed, and then she testified, and others believed. They heard the words of Jesus Himself, and they believed, because His words are quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. Don't ever underestimate the Word of God. That's why we need to be truth dealers and get the word out. Let God handle what happens afterwards. Let God deal with their hearts. If they're thirsty, they're going to come. They're going to come to Jesus because the Father will draw them to the living water. Amen. And only He can do that through the power of the Holy Spirit. Proverbs 25:25 says, "As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country." And praise God that God sent his only begotten Son. He came from heaven. He came from a far country to dwell among us, take on flesh, and be here, and teach us the way, and die for our sins. He came from a far country and brought the good news. He is the good news, amen. Praise God for the Lord Jesus Christ. As cold waters to a thirsty soul. You know, when you meet someone who's seeking for the truth, it's like they have a thirsty soul. They want the truth. I told someone the other day, I was witnessing to some Mormon boys, and I told them, search for the truth no matter where it leads you. Don't be prideful. Don't think you couldn't have been deceived. And their parents might have been well-meaning. They didn't intend to deceive them. They were raised on lies. They don't understand the truth. But the pride is what stops them from looking at things from... Pride is what can stop them from hearing someone that's witnessing. They think, we couldn't be wrong. None of us should have that attitude. Stand on the word of God and let the Holy Spirit be your guide, we who are saved. And when you're witnessing to people, we have to be confident and have faith in the truth and show them that there's no doubt in our mind. Amen. And they may become thirsty for that truth if they have a thirsty soul. If they hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Psalm 143:6, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land, Selah. Every day when we get up, we should thirst after God. We should go to the wells of salvation. We should go to the living water. We should invest our time and spend our time talking to the Lord and reading his word and listening to him and reading and seeing what he has for us before we do anything else. And I don't mean that in an exclusively legalistic way. You can stop in the bathroom when you get up. Okay, sit down with a cup of coffee, whatever it is. What I do is I come out, my wife makes me a cup of coffee, and I sit down and I open my Bible up. I pray, and once I start to wake up enough to comprehend, I read and continue to pray. This needs to be first. I didn't always do that, and I don't always succeed at that, but that's my goal. That's my routine. And that's what we should do. We need to go and drink. The same way the water and food is necessary for us to live physically, the Word of God is our spiritual food and drink. We need to go there first. Spend time with our Master. Spend time with our King. Cast all your cares upon Him. Listen to Him for His instruction for this day. And when I say prayer, there's a challenge there not to just have a laundry list of things you want. God, please do this, please do that. What about what he wants to do through you? What about what he wants you to do that you may not want to do? Go to him. Go to him, seek his face. Drink from the living water through his word. We need to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Amen. The only place we can find that in this world is in the Holy Bible. And in conversation with other believers who are born again, who are living, walking in the light. Psalm 63:1-2. A psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen in the sanctuary. Amen. Our soul needs to thirst and hunger after God and after his word. If it's not, we're off. We're being filled with something else. Worldly things, desires or expectations, false beliefs. And I love that verse because it says, early will I seek thee. That's what I was talking about. And also apply to David's life. When he was young, he was seeking after the Lord, and God was calling him, separating him out. Praise God for those young believers who seek the Lord at a young age, and God delivers them from the power of death and hell and sin. And they can have a wonderful testimony for God. They're not defiled by the world. Pray for them. Pray that they will not go astray. Pray that they will remain walking with the Lord steadfastly and be strong, be warriors for Jesus Christ. They have a powerful testimony because Satan has not twisted their minds in the same way. So we need to pray for our young sons and daughters who profess to be saved, who are believers. Pray for them diligently, vigilantly, because the devil really wants to corrupt them. He really, really wants to corrupt them. We need to be vigilant and guard them against the wicked devices of Satan in this world. John 7:37, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." Amen. What a powerful thing to say. And they had said after that, "No man has ever spoken like this man." They all marveled at what he was saying. "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." Praise God. He's ready and willing and able to satisfy your thirst for righteousness, your need, the need of your dry and thirsty soul to be saved, to be born again, to be filled, to overflowing. He's ready, willing, and able. Amen. Revelation 21:6, "And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely." See, Jesus Christ will give freely. You can't earn the water of life. Amen. You just come to him and ask. Like the woman at the well, Jesus told her, "If you knew who I was, you would ask me for a drink, and I would give you the water of life, the everlasting life." Just ask. Go to him and ask. Confess your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is life. He's the only one who has the living water. Psalm 78:20, "Behold, he smote the rock that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed." Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Amen. Yes, he can. Jesus Christ can provide all those things. This is talking about when Moses smote the rock. God had told him to speak to the rock that the water would come out, but he disobeyed. And he smote the rock, but it was a type and a shadow. It was a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is that spiritual rock. He was smitten for our afflictions. He was pierced. He was crucified for our sins. And the water and the blood gushed out of his side also. But this water of life came out of the rock. And he's also the bread that came down from heaven. And his flesh he gave for us on the cross. He laid down his life willingly for you and for me. And he took his life up again. God raised him from the dead. Praise God. He's alive now. He's waiting for you to call upon him. Amen. He has the water of life. Are you thirsty? Are you dry? Are you tired of searching through the lies and the wickedness in this world? Jesus Christ is the only way. He's the truth. He's the life. He's the rock. Amen. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He can be trusted with your soul. He's the only one who died for you. And he rose again, and he wants to save you from your sins. Psalm 105:41, "He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river." Like a river, amen? A gushing, powerful river. Praise the Lord. He didn't just give them a little drink like you get from the drinking fountain. He carved out a river, and it came forth out of a giant rock that he split in half, and it gushed out like a huge fountain, so much that it rushed down and made a new river. For the children of Israel, there were millions of people there, and they were all satisfied. They weren't thirsty anymore. They had all they needed and more of pure water from the Lord. Isaiah 48:21, and they thirsted not when he led them through the deserts. You get that? Their thirst was quenched when they were in the middle of a desert. There was no water anywhere. But God made a way. God satisfied their thirst. And he gave them water where there was no water. That's a miracle. Like when we're saved, he made a way for us. He washes away our sins. Where there was no other way, he made a way. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He clave the rock also, and the waters gushed out. Psalm 107:5, hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. They cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. He satisfies, amen? He provides. He does wonderful works. And he satisfies the longing soul. And he fills the hungry with goodness. Amen? Isaiah 44:3-6. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. He's the only true and living God. All other religions are false. All other ways are false. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And he said he will pour water upon him that is thirsty. So you don't even just get to drink, you get immersed. Amen? He pours it right over you. And he will pour his spirit upon you by God's grace, by his mercy. It's nothing we deserve. It's nothing we earn. This is a free gift. This is his love for us. Amen? Praise God. Isaiah 41:17. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. Praise God. The Lord saves. When the poor and needy seek water, praise the Lord. He will deliver. He will give us that living water. He will save your soul. If you're seeking, if you're hungry and thirsty for righteousness, Jesus Christ is the just one. He is the righteous one. He is the only way to righteousness. He has that living water. We're going to talk more about that when we come back from the break. We'll be right back on Truth Dealer Radio.
Truth Dealer Radio. No matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. The time is short. That is why KJV Prepper Christian shirts are worn to warn. KJV Prepper witness wear can be a bold witness to the unsaved and encourage believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. All designs are original. Visit KJVPrepper.com for effective Christian apparel. Worn to warn.
Welcome back to Truth Dealer Radio. I did want to make our listeners aware also that at KJVPrepper.com, in the gear section, we have new coffee mugs. They say, "It's Truth O'Clock" on one side, and on the other side, "Jesus is Lord," right on your coffee cup, or if you choose to drink water or tea or some other beverage, you're welcome to do that. It's not exclusively for coffee, just a mug. It's at KJVPrepper.com. Before the break, we were talking about how God will provide water to the thirsty and how Jesus Christ has the living water and how when the children of Israel were in the desert, Moses smote the rock and God made water gush out to supply for the children of Israel that were thirsty. And now I want to talk about how Jesus Christ is that spiritual rock, the Bible teaches. He is that rock, and he has that living water that is freely given unto all those who are athirst for righteousness, those who want to be saved, those who seek after God. 1 Corinthians 10:4. Now this is talking about Israel in the desert, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Praise God. And that word rock in this verse has a capital R. This is speaking of Jesus Christ. He was with them. He provided for them. In John 4:14, Jesus Christ said this, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Praise God. See, he has that living water. You'll never thirst again. Once you taste and know the righteousness of Jesus Christ, you will never thirst in that way again. We're always longing to be with Jesus. We're always supposed to thirst and go to his word like we do during the day. You need food, you need water. We're always going to need to drink from that water and go to him for that nourishment from his word. Every day, many times a day, but you will be filled and you'll have his water poured over you and you'll be satisfied that you know where you're going. You know you're his child and you'll have the truth. You'll have that well springing up inside of you, his Holy Spirit. Revelation 22:1, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb." Praise God. That is going to be something so beautiful to see. John 7:38-39. Jesus said, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." So, rivers of living water inside, that is talking about the Holy Spirit. And that's what Jesus Christ has. When you repent and believe the gospel, ask him to forgive your sin and believe on him and his work, his saving work. Believe that he's the Son of God and that he died in your place and that he rose again from the dead and that he can forgive your sins and that he's the only one that can forgive your sins. You'll be saved, you'll be born again, and he will give you his Holy Spirit, and then you'll have that living water inside of you. It can never dry up. John 6:63, Jesus Christ said, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Amen. John 6:68, "Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. There is nowhere else to get the words of eternal life other than the Bible. Jesus Christ, the Word of God. He only has the truth and the way and the words of eternal life. There is nowhere else to go for truth that will impact your soul for eternity. If you want to be forgiven of your sins, you need to go to Jesus Christ. Not a man, not a friend, not a neighbor, not a priest in a church. No matter what denomination it is, you need to go to God. There is one mediator between God and man. That is the man, Jesus Christ, the Lord. He died for your sins. He was buried. He rose again. He is seated at the right hand of God, making intercession. So if you want to be forgiven of your sins, you need to go to him, and he will give you that water of life to drink of freely. If you are thirsty for righteousness, if you're thirsty for forgiveness, come to Jesus. Revelation 22:17, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Praise God. It's a free gift. Come. Come to Jesus. He's waiting. In John chapter 3, God uses the word whosoever. Jesus Christ said, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. So if you're not born again, you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you haven't gone to him for the living water, that you may not perish, but that you may have everlasting life. If your sins have not been forgiven by Jesus Christ, the Lord, the creator of the universe, according to John verse 1, you're condemned already. So he didn't come into the world to condemn the world, because you and I were already condemned. We're sinners. We've broken his law. We've gone against him and his ways. Our natural state is that we sin. We've fallen. This world is a fallen place. Look around. He came into the world to save us from our sins, amen, and to offer us that living water. Let him who is athirst come. He'll give you the living water freely. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus also said in Luke 12, verse 8, also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. And again in John 4:14, Jesus said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Praise God. So I thank you for listening. On Truth Dealer Radio is listener supported. If you want to support this program, there's a way to do that at truthdealer-radio.com. Hope you tune in again next time. Thanks again for listening. God bless you. Be strong.
Truth Dealer Radio. No matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. TruthDealerRadio.com.
You keep talking about Jesus, some folks out there just might be listening.